Hey everyone, guess what?
It's another podcast, Lucas and Lee. It's a Friday.
The Lucas and Lee podcast is indeed back, much to everyone's consternation. Well, not everyone's consternation, but I know y'all are happy we're back.
Yes.
And we have a loaded show today, Lucas.
Yes, everything from relationships to political to sports, everything.
Everything. So, Lucas, we're going to start off. You know, you sent over a couple of videos this morning, and let's chit-chat about those.
Yeah, you know, one of the videos, I thought the point in the video from J.J. Douglas, I love J.J. Douglas, he's a very deep individual, but he was talking about relationships and, you know, the difficulties, apologizing, and one thing that resonated with me was people that put their pride over admitting that they would like to be in a relationship. I see it all the time. I see people, I don't need any man. I don't need a man for this. I don't need a man for that.
I had a cough.
But when it comes down to it, you know, I get that people say, you know, you're born alone, you die alone, but the years in the middle, it can be a lot more enjoyable if you are enjoying them with somebody else.
By the way, I poke fun at Fittlery because we care, Fittlery. Yeah. We care. That's why we poke fun at you. And the fact that, you know, you have to show your abs off to everyone on the gram. But no, what, you know, I saw that first video. And the one that really, really, really struck a chord, part of what he was talking about, I actually lived. I know we often bring up as an example of what not to do,
yeah,
or accept in a relationship, the one I had 2 years ago that lasted for 6 months, too long. But he was talking about boundaries.
Yeah.
And he's talking about, hey, you've got to let me know what your boundaries are. And that's a problem. That is a problem when someone expects us to read, and vice versa,
read the room, yeah,
read my mind and know what my boundaries are. It, at the end of that relationship, the epic meltdown on the phone that we had, is she just came out, well, you broke a bunch of boundaries of mine. I'm like, okay, which ones? Couldn't name them. I didn't know I was, but she said I broke them, and that was horrible. That was bad. And I broke the final one, and she's like, I'm out. I still didn't know. And I was so racking my brain, like, what boundaries did I break that I actually had to call my therapist and talk to him the very next day. And I told him, I said, here's what happened. It's over. We had this argument, and she claimed that I broke, like, I don't know, it's like
three or four boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a handful of boundaries. And he came out and said, look, boundaries are communicated, they are explicit, and they, I forget the word he used, but basically they're commonsensical. I mean, they're common sense boundaries. They aren't just like two way out there. And too often in relationships, one party or another sets these boundaries and does not communicate them, does not make them explicit. And sometimes they're just like way, 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 way out of left field.
Yeah, and you have no idea what they are, and you don't, I mean, so in that sense, you can't really worry about it. I mean, it's you had no idea what the boundaries were.
None
you
at
crossed
all.
The boundaries, she got mad, she left, and that's her loss. Well, it's just there's nothing you can do about it.
Let's be very clear, I left.
Yeah, I left. Yeah.
But I just, that hit home, and I'm like, oh, dude, I lived that.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that people have to go through that, especially adults. I mean, and I see that happening more and more and more, especially post-COVID. People in COVID were in their little silos and shelters and just communicating to each other through text, through video, you name it, you know, online, social media, but that personal interaction was gone for a good year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, it's interesting when I think about it. I don't necessarily know whether I have boundaries that would not be vocalized. Like if you did something I didn't like, I'd be like, you know, listen, I appreciate it.
I also think there is with a lot of people this fear of rejection, that if you express your boundaries, the person is going to reject you. Well, so instead of expressing your boundaries, instead of saying, hey, this is what I like, don't like, this is a hard boundary for me, instead of that, you know, they are like, well, I'm not going to express my boundaries and hope that they don't break them.
Well, I mean, the relationship's over. The thing is, if you have like ridiculous boundaries and you're scared to express them because they're going to leave you, they're eventually going to leave you anyway.
Well, if you express them, if your boundaries are ridiculous, then
yeah,
they're
out. Even if they're not ridiculous, if you're worried about them leaving you, then you probably shouldn't be in that relationship. If you're worried about somebody leaving you because you express your boundaries, then that's a relationship you probably shouldn't be in.
But I think a lot of people don't have that mindset. I don't think they should.
I think there's two types of people that roam the planet. There's people that, there's a lot more than two, but there's two types that seem to be everywhere right now. It's the people that are codependent that have to be in a relationship and they'll do whatever they can and compromise any morals to be in that relationship until they explode and leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the people that walk around and say, I'm not going to get into any type of relationship at all because my life would be over and I'd be sleepwalking through life if I got into a relationship. And both of those are unhealthy.
They are. Those are unhealthy. And those who are like, my life would be over if I got into a relationship, I got to kind of ask, I mean, what trauma have they gone
through? Well, I mean, you could say the same thing, though, about the people that are in a relationship said, if you leave me, my life would be over.
So you have both extremes. Those people have abandonment issues.
Yeah, well, just like the people that are saying they wouldn't get into a relationship probably have been in an abusive relationship.
They have some trauma in the past.
Everybody has trauma, though. Everybody has trauma. Some people have levels that are extreme, and some people have levels that are low, but everybody has trauma, and we need to get over the trauma destroying other people's lives. Your trauma should not destroy somebody else's.
Well, your trauma, look, obviously we know I have had my fair share of trauma.
Everybody has.
And I have chosen to deal with it in a very healthy manner. I see my therapist. I saw him yesterday. We were talking about shit. There are a lot of people who, I think, use the trauma card and never work on it.
It's a very good excuse. Instead of
I have this trauma, I am going to go get help. It's I have this trauma and I'm going to use that as an excuse to not whatever.
Not to grow. Yeah.
Yeah, not to grow. Yeah. Not to grow.
And trauma looks different to everybody.
It looks different to everyone. And dealing with it is also different. Look, dealing with it is not a one size fits all. I deal with my trauma by seeing with my therapist. Not everyone deals with their trauma that way. And that's why if you deal with your trauma in a way that works for you, but still allows you to be healthy and grow, more power to you.
Yes. But one thing you should not do is play games.
No, no game playing. And that was video number two.
Yes. And I think everybody plays games now. I think everyone does. Mm-hmm. I think everybody plays a game, whether they wait to respond to a text, whether they try to ignore somebody for a little while, whether they say, I'm not going to go, I'm not going to call them, this and that. Those are all games. So when somebody says to me, I don't play games, I'm like, you're kind of starting off on a lie because we all do. Because like, if you get a text message and it's somebody you like, you're like, oh, I got a text message. I'm going to wait to respond. That's a game.
So here's the genesis of this. You sent over a video with a female who, she may be a lovely woman. She just did not come across off well in this video.
That's how all our videos come across.
She basically is saying that if we're female and we push you and you give in, well, then screw you. You lost us. If we push you, we expect you to push back. She's basically saying, and one of the examples she used, I'm going to go out all night with my friends and I don't know what time I'm going to come home whenever I come home. And basically what she's saying is she wants her man to say, no, you're going to be home at this time, this curfew. This is a fully grown adult, mind you, fully grown adult. And she's saying that if her man were to say, okay, well, you know, I'll see you get home, have a good time, knock it out with your friends, that man has lost her.
Yeah, and I mean, I definitely know there's women out there that do that, and there's women out there that give you tests to see if you'll give in. I've seen all these relationship videos. Like, for example, if you said to somebody, hey, let's meet at the Market Tavern at 6 p.m. tonight for dinner. And they said, okay, cool. And then at 5 o'clock, they said, well, I'm not feeling like the Market Tavern. Let's go to this other restaurant. Let's go to Midgley's. And then if you gave in to that, then you would be giving in to her as a test to show that you're not in charge. There's a lot of that going on the internet.
We know when it comes to relationships, I'm about as subtle as a ton of bricks. I am. I am very much a person, say what you mean and mean what you say. And either I will agree with you or I will not agree with you. If I'm like, yeah, we can go to dinner wherever you want to go, that means I'm cool with dinner wherever you want to go to have dinner. There are other problems in the world that are much larger than where we're going to have dinner that night.
One thing I will say, though, if you do plan out a date and then all of a sudden somebody's changing the date, it is a little disrespectful.
Yes.
It depends on the reason.
There have been plenty of times I have planned out dates and things went askance and we just had a complete change of plans and it still turned out great because of the circumstances given on that day.
If she wasn't Tracy, she can't get the stock in time. But if it's a restaurant,
if it's willy nilly, let's just say, hey, I made plans. We're going to go up here. And she's like, oh, well, hey, you know, my friend just opened a new restaurant. Yeah, why not? Let's go do that. But it is that, and I will use the perfect example. Now, I remember when we had my ex-girlfriend, Allison, yes, the therapist, yes, on here. And we were talking about the fact that we didn't work out because of our communication styles. Yes. And we use this as an example. That's why I'm free talking about it, because we actually used it as an example on that episode. Yeah. But there was an instance where she was alluding to something and being very subtle about it. Instead of just coming out and saying it.
Yeah.
She was just like, you know, hey, why don't you do this? Because if you do this, it's going to lead to this. Instead of just saying, hey, I want to do this. And that drove me bananas.
Yeah, absolutely.
That drove me absolute bananas. Instead of, and you know, she was, you know, to her credit, she was just like, if I had to be that upfront with you every time, I would find that exhausting. And that's why we didn't work out.
Yeah.
Our communication styles were completely different. And it's okay. It's okay for two people to admit your communication styles just do not fit in an actual relationship. That is fine. That is okay. But when people are, you know, oh, you know, I'm doing this as a tests are bullshit.
Yeah.
If I would find out someone did something just to test me,
you're gone.
Peace. Well, peace out.
I don't think anybody ever admits it was a test.
No, they don't.
I was testing you.
We're in Stockton. There may be a few of those who just comes through and says, it's a test. I'm like,
Speaking of a test, your Knicks have a pretty big test.
Oh, man.
Your New York Knicks.
Tyrese Halliburton is the Antichrist. Tyrese Halliburton is the Antichrist. So, look, I thought my Knicks.
Your Sacramento Kings gave him away to Indiana.
You know, that was a pretty even trade.
So well, honestly, an even trade in the sense that the Indiana Pacers are playing to go to the finals, and the Sacramento Kings have made the playoffs once with Sabonis, and it was a first-round exit.
Hold on. Right. So that assumes that if Tyrese Halliburton stayed with the Kings, they'd be playing to go to the finals right now. And they wouldn't. They would not. Tyrese Halliburton is going to the finals because he has a much better supporting cast.
But in true Kings fashion, since 1985. I can't say Joe because they just don't play well.
I thought my Knicks had it in the bag. I thought it was going to be easy peasy, no problem. And then Tyrese Halliburton appears and dashes all my hopes and dreams. Knicks are down 3-2. They came back in the Garden last night with the big dub. They just need to get a big dub in game 6.
Yes.
And get it all down to game 7.
Which won't happen. Indiana Pacers and 6.
God, you're such a killjoy.
Pacers and 6.
Now, if that happens, the Indiana-Oklahoma City NBA Finals will be the lowest rated final.
100%.
lowest rated final in the history of the NBA.
100%. And it's going to happen. And the Pacers are going to win the championship.
Probably even lower rated than Syracuse and Fort Wayne back in 1954.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very low. It'll be a very low rated series. By the way, it has not been brought up that since SGA wore a San Francisco Giants hat, they haven't won. The guy's a jinx.
Guy is a jinx.
But the good news is the Giants are playing the Marlins, and they should. If they lose to the Marlins, SGA is the Antichrist.
One would hope. Yeah. So, NBA playoffs. You know what else is in the middle of being hot and heavy?
Stockton Cargo
season. Yes. That is right.
Big game on Saturday, tomorrow.
Big game tomorrow. We play the
Saturday. Under the lights,
7 p.m., Knowles Field. www.stocktonsc.com to get your tickets. $15 a carload. And it's a very special game. We're playing the San Francisco Glens. Very storied team out of San Francisco. Always a contender. But it is pet adoption night.
Nice.
So pets from the Stockton Animal Shelter will be available for their Forever Homes.
Ooh, I like that. Forever Homes. I love it.
And $1 from every ticket sold is going to go to the Animal Protection League.
Love it.
Provides low and free vaccinations and spay and neutering for area pets.
I love it.
Doggies and kitty cats.
I love it.
Great game. Season's going great. Last week, we were ranked number one in the league. League power rankings came out. Stockton was number one.
Number one, baby.
We unfortunately tied the California Storm, which is, for the record, the first result we've ever achieved against the Cal Storm in our years of existence.
Okay, yeah.
So we dropped down to number 10. 93 teams in the league.
It's not a bad place to be.
We are ranked in the top 10, number 10 in the league power rankings, looking to bounce back with
big dub. It's the best season you've had so far.
And next week,
Oakland,
Oaktown.
Yes, Oaktown.
We will be playing in the Oakland Alameda Coliseum. First women's soccer match ever.
That's going to be huge.
In the Oakland Alameda Coliseum.
That's going to be huge.
You know, someone who I think is a little fantastic actually suggested to me that we try and get Ted Lasso.
Heck yeah.
We've been huffing and puffing, and unfortunately no luck at that happening.
Make it happen.
We are still huffing and puffing.
Fingers crossed.
Ted Lasso's reps, if you are listening to this, we need Ted Lasso at the Oakland Coliseum, 4 p.m., June 7th, first women's soccer match where we take on the Oakland Soul. For the second time this year, we won 3-1 the first game, which means they will be coming out for revenge.
Yes.
And so we got to take care of business.
It's going to be fun.
And that brings us, drum roll please. Brings us to the worst week ever. Everyone loves the worst week ever.
Yeah, we have a lot of contestants.
Three contestants. So, first one is sports-related. Stefon Diggs.
Stefon Diggs is on a yacht with Cardi B, his girlfriend. I don't know if you know that they're...
Now I know.
Yeah, so they're together, and there's a lot of women on that boat. There's a yacht, a lot of women, a lot of... booty shaking, a lot of booty slapping. Stefon Diggs was having the time of his life. And in his lap was a plate filled with drugs. Drugs that it's what they call the Diddy drug. It's like some sort of cocktail that's mixed with acid and ecstasy and all kinds of stuff. And that was the drug that Stefon Diggs had.
If anything is named after Diddy, you know it's bad news.
So
it's
Stefon Diggs. But what's weird about this and what bothers me about this is the fact that it was news for one day and it's kind of gone away.
It has gone away.
He might have padded the TMZ books, Roger Goodell, so it doesn't become a controversy because if this was a rapper, it would have been a big deal.
You are 100% correct, but it was Stefon Diggs, who nobody outside of maybe Houston, Buffalo, and Philly, or New England, he's with New England now, know. So, you know,
he's get away
was,
with it.
If it was Cardi B
yeah.
with the pink substance, it'd probably be bigger news.
Yeah.
But Cardi B was not with the pink substance.
Yeah. And here's the thing that I got to say to every single person out there. If you're doing drugs, make sure there's no cameras around.
How about you just don't do drugs, period.
But if you do drugs, don't film it.
Don't do drugs. That's just a bad life choice.
Horrible life choice.
It is a bad life choice.
Horrible life choice.
As I'm sure Stefon Diggs will find out when, in about a month, we discover that he's suspended for the first four games of the season.
Yeah. So it's an awful choice. It's an awful choice. An even worse choice is filming yourself doing drugs.
Number two, is our esteemed head of state, the president of the United States, Donald Trump. Apparently, he's a little mad because there is a new acronym that is out there called TACO.
Okay, TACO. What's that about?
Trump always chickens out. So apparently Wall Street has come up with the TACO acronym, Trump always chickens out. It basically relates to the fact that he says there's going to be a tariff, and then he's like, oh, I don't know. Well, I'm going to suspend it. There's going to be a tariff. I'm going to suspend it. Always chickens out. Trump always chickens out. And, you know, the same person who gave me the Ted Lasso suggestion also sent me a meme that renamed the Gulf of Mexico. I refuse to call it the Gulf of whatever Trump America. Called it. The Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of Taco, which was pretty hilarious.
It is, yes.
It was absolutely.
The Gulf of Taco.
Gulf of Taco. But those were all beat out. Tesla drivers, you're not going to be happy with this one.
Although I think a lot of Tesla drivers don't like him, because I see stickers all over.
Yeah, they're still driving their Teslas.
It says, "I bought this before." And
that's performance art. They're still driving their Teslas. Elon Musk has had the worst week ever. Let me count the ways.
Okay.
First off, he starts ranting to the media. He says, I'm leaving my government post. I'm no longer going to be involved.
Yeah, he left Washington.
Left Washington. Starts complaining. It was hard. People didn't all want to do what I wanted them to do. It was hard. Pobrecito. I'm sorry. It was hard. Really, right here. Right here. Notice how serious I am. And then the New York Times comes out with an article talking about how Elon Musk was on, during the campaign, so hyped up on ketamine, he was having trouble with his bladder, which was more information than I needed to know. He was on ecstasy, and he was doing mushrooms.
Oh,
the entire campaign. And we gave this guy the key to our government.
He had it for quite a while. I guess lost it now.
He's picking up his Teslas and going home.
Yeah.
So, not a good PR week for Elon Musk. Ranking right up there with Delta Airlines these days.
Yep.
I've been seeing the internet memes. But Elon Musk, sorry,
worst
dude.
Week ever.
Worst week ever, and Tesla stock still keeps dropping. Everyone, it's been a pleasure being back.
Peace.
We'll catch you next time.